A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Dalid, Baba Metzia 74A, pagination 147. Starting from the sixth line, in the middle of the line. Amar Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, Hai Situmta. This act of Situmta, which Rashi says on the second line of Rashi, Chosem Sheroshmin Hachenvanim Al Hachavios. It's the seal that merchants seal or mark on the barrel to say that these are the barrels that they are taking. So apparently they're in the midst of a business deal. They're agreeing how much is going to be sold, and this purchaser proceeds to make the mark on the barrel that this is one of the barrels that he's buying. So the Memra states, Kanya, it's a good Kenyan. It's an act of acquisition, this marking. The Gemara says, Lemai Hilchasa, in reference to what? Rav Chaviva Amar Lemeknaya Mamish. Rav Chaviva says it's a fully good Kenyan. It's yours. Rabbonan Amri Likivuli Ale Mishapora. But the Rabbonan say that it's only a Kenyan to the point that it will cause a Mishapora if someone backs out without solid reason. Then there's a statement that's made, for example, if a person gave money for movable objects. So Chazal said that money for movable objects is not a kinyan, but it is enough to be binding that you're not allowed to retract for no reason. This is worse than just a mechusar amana when a person just committed verbally to buy or sell. This is already a level that they did something that really finalizes. It's not quite a Kenyan, but a Mishapara is that we make a statement in Beis Din regarding this person or in the person's presence. Mishapara, the one who extracted retribution, meaning Hashem, from the generation of the Mabul of the Flood, and the generation of the Dor HaFlaga, the generation of dispersion, the stories that are found in Parshas Noach, who Yifra, he's going to extract retribution from a person who doesn't keep to his word. It's a serious statement without directly punishing the person or doing something actionable to force the sale in this case, but it's pretty close. It's a statement that should cause a person to think seriously if he really is going to retract from the agreement. So let's go back to what's going on here. A person went and, after discussion, went and did the act of situmta. He marked the barrels. We're making a statement, it's a Kenyan. But we're asking, what kind of Kenyan are we referring to? One opinion is, it's a Kenyan. It's his. If something got damaged, it's done. The other opinion is that it's only a Kenyan to the point of a Mishapara. It's a step more than a verbal agreement, but it's not quite a Kenyan. So we have a sense of where this Situmta is going to leave us, but we have not yet finalized what the ruling is. V'hilchasa, the Gemara proceeds, and the halacha is, likivulei alei mishapara, that all Situmta will do is achieve a mishapara, this statement of retribution, but it's not actually going to be a kinyan as far as we are concerned. One more line, though. Uva'asa denehigu le'mikne mamish kanu. The Gemara finalizes the topic by saying that if there is a place where this act of situmta, the local minig, the custom, in that industry, in that place, is to consider it a kinyan, so then it's a kinyan, and we will respect that. And in that case, it's totally binding. Now, the word situmta is a word that comes up in Aramaic, so we have a sense of what it means. Rashi told us that it's a seal that the merchants make on the barrel to indicate that this is a barrel that he's going to be taking, in effect that it's his, although it's not clear that it's a Kenyan yet, but that's the statement that's being made in anticipation of it being his. We find the word, for example, an Aramaic word, we find it in Targum Yonasan ben Uziel in Bereshis Lamed Ches Yud Ches in the conversation between Tamar and Yehuda, Parshas Vayeshev. On the word Chosamcha, she asks for the signet ring, so the Targum refers to it as Situmtach. Apparently, it means your signet ring, your signature. Likewise, the Targum in Esther, Ches Beis, on the word Tabato, his ring, refers to it as Situmta. So the word Situmta is not a word for general kinyanim, as we'll see in a moment, is the way it's going to be used. The word Situmta is a very localized example of a kinyan. It's a kinyan done with a ring sealing something on the barrel, indicating that it's yours or it will be yours. As a matter of course, though, the word Situmta or kinyan Situmta, that discussion of whether Situmta is a kinyan, refers to all kinds of acts that are the custom on a specific topic. The most common example that's given is regarding diamonds, that in the diamond industry, when they're finished all their dealings and they consider it a done deal, they use the expression mazel and bracha. Once that expression is used, literally, I guess, good luck and blessing. Once that expression is used, so according to that industry, it's considered done. Other examples are a handshake in certain industries, perhaps, or giving over the key, which is a kinyan, perhaps on the contents of the room, according to the custom. That's considered done. I have nothing yet to secure. I'm giving you the key. It's a concept that's employed when we sell chametz. We will sometimes hand over the key as a form of kinyan. So these are referred to as situmta. It does not come from the word stam, meaning regular, meaning whatever the custom is. It comes from situmta, meaning a signet ring, and from that we extrapolate other types of examples that are similar according to the generation. And what we are referring to is not the basic statement of the Gemara, which was Hilchasa, that it's a Mishapara, it's the statement of retribution. We're really referring to the very last statement of the Gemara on the topic, which was that if it's a place that considers it a kinyan, then it's a kinyan for that place, for that industry. Now, there is a very important machlokas brought by the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reish Aleph. Aleph in Choshen Mishpat, a machlokes between the Chassam Sofer, who says that once the kinyan becomes the norm in that place, again, of course, for that industry, it's going to be considered a kinyan de oraisa. It's a biblical level of kinyan, whereas the Nesivos holds that it's only a kinyan de rabbanon. He says, even a derabbanon that they legislated is only a kinyan derabbanon with whatever ramifications that may have. So something that people do is also only a derabbanon. The Chasam Sofer, however, counters that it's a deoraisa once the minig is like that, and a kinyan derabbanon is referring to something that the derabbanon legislated but was not widely accepted. So it exists as a kinyan derabbanon. But if the people accept it and employ it in their business dealings to the point that it's an accepted kinyan, then the Chasam Sofer says it would be considered a kinyan de oraisa. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.